Restrictions on large gatherings have all but paralyzed Central New York's arts, culture, and heritage institutions after they were forced to close about a month ago due to the COVID-19 pandemic. That includes the Red House, which has postponed the remainder of its season. So how is the theater trying to keep audiences engaged? WAER's arts and culture reporter Scott Willis has the next story in this series about how organizations are coping.
Hi, I'm Samara Hanna, Executive Director of Red House Arts Center. I hope this message finds you all safe and healthy. First and foremost, I'd like to thank you for being a part of the Red House family for your ongoing
Just like on Broadway in New York City, the lights are also dark at the Red House Theater on South Salina Street downtown.
As you know, we've had to postpone the remainder of our 2019-20 season. And while we're not able to bring you theater programming now, please know that we're working behind the scenes, from home, to bring you as much programming as we can. Now, we don't know what moving forward will look like or when.
In the interim, they've launched a virtual Red House, and Wednesday will feature a free online audition class with artistic director Hunter Foster. He compares the COVID-19 pandemic to the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Foster was a Broadway actor in 2001, about to open a show on September 13th. That was delayed for a week after the tragedy.
For us, back then, it was a rush to sort of get back into the theater because people needed each other to comfort each other and to help each other. This is a completely different thing because we're not allowed back in the theater. We're not allowed to comfort each other. We're not allowed to congregate.
So far, like so many, Foster and the Red House have turned to social media to keep people engaged. For example, he and his wife held an all-day Instagram takeover earlier in the month featuring the making of a film.
Queer ideas about Shakespeare, unfortunately.
Later that day, they hosted a virtual happy hour. Foster says every theater faces the same challenges.
It's reinventing ourselves. I think it's trying to figure out a way for us to, okay, how do we reach people until we feel safe and secure to congregate in a theater again? What are our options? And I know that there's a lot of discussions going on right now about what those might be. And I think everyone is looking to find a solution.
He says streaming performances is an option. Syracuse Stage had success posting opening night of Amadeus online, where patrons with tickets could watch it for a limited time. But what might live performances in front of hundreds of people look like when we emerge on the other side of the pandemic? Foster says luckily their space is more flexible.
At Red House, because we're such a versatile space, we can create audience configurations that will space people out. We can actually move our seating around, and we can create space between the seats.
Just like security measures taken after 9/11, he says extra health precautions should help people feel more comfortable. For now, Foster says all they can do is be prepared.
Part of our job is to make sure that we have things ready to go if things do get better, that we have programming for the fall. And every theater is doing that. Every theater is having to alter their schedule, alter their plans for next season.
Meanwhile, he says they just have to wait and see like everyone else. Foster says tragedy has taught us we will rebound, even if it takes a while.
I'm a firm believer that the arts, and even back in during 9/11, that the arts were an important thing for us. It was important for the city to get back to normal. It was important for us to feel normal again as humans, and we will come back.
Scott Willis, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.